everyone. I hope you're all still hanging in there and hanging out with your families. It's Mrs. Hempel coming to you with our third podcast from our series, Dear Student, Love Your Teacher. Now, I know I said it was a three-part series, but actually, we will have one more podcast after this third one with our last group of teachers. So hang tight if your teacher isn't on this one. There is still one more to come. Now, it's been a few weeks since we've seen each other, and I know it's feeling really long. I know you are all missing your friends and your sports and even school. Don't forget that we are stronger together and that even though we are not all together where we can physically hang out, we are still a community. We are still here cheering you on, even though you can't see us. We are still thinking of you and you are still in control of how you feel. Choose joy and work on your passions during this time. Your passion means that you pick something that makes you really happy and you work on it. For example, it might be to write a book or to play hockey or to learn how to ride a bike without training wheels. This is the time to practice and work on it. It will help to bring you joy. And remember, this season of hard will pass and we will all be so much more grateful because of it. I know I am grateful for all of you kids and for your teachers and our EAs and everyone, parents, everyone who works in our school. I'm even grateful for our world. We love you all. Now here is our teachers.
Hey, Good Shepherd kids. It's Madame Samaras,
Madame Brisbois,
and Mr. Wyant.
Special shout out to all our students.
I especially miss speed walking you guys to the library and watching you run behind me.
I miss you guys being great examples for all the other kids.
And I miss all your putty, fidgets, and colorful pens.
We're here today because it sounds like we need to clear the record about something. Mr. Lorenz said that the grade 4 French team are causing trouble by chewing gum. But what he didn't realize is that it's the only way to actually keep us quiet during meetings because we miss chatting with you guys so much that we just can't stop chatting with everybody else.
Shh, don't tell Mr. Lorenz we're planning to race chairs down the hallway.
And as my class knows, we never lose a competition, especially to Madame Samaras' class.
Unless it's a running competition and then I'm winning. All joking aside, though, we really miss you guys. Our classrooms are really not the same and we just can't wait to see you guys and speak French with you guys. It's just going to be so much better when we're all reunited. Take care of each other and we're really counting on you guys to speak some French at home, maybe even teach your siblings and your parents some French. We know you can do it and we're so proud of you.
Hey guys, it's Mrs. Crandall. I miss you so much and I hope you are doing well and keeping busy. The music room is awfully quiet without you here. You know I love being surrounded by music all the time and I do not know what to do with all of this silence. But that's where you come in. Music brings so much joy no matter what else is happening in the world. If you are practicing your instrument, or singing a Disney song, having a dance party, or even learning a new dance on TikTok, you know I want to see it. Have your parents email me videos of you bringing the joy of music to your house during this weird, wacky time. I'm going a little stir crazy without all the music. Now, until those videos start coming in, I need to keep myself busy somehow. So I've started teaching Mrs. Perino, Miss McIsaac, and Mrs. Lewis Band. And here they come now. What a special trio they make. See, this is why I need you guys to send me your videos.
Hi, guys. We love you and we miss you. In between planning your learning, Miss Crandall is making us do sectionals at our break time. And as you can hear, it's not going so well.
So we just wanted to pop in to say that we miss your stinky gym strips clogging up our classrooms, your ferocious appetite at all times of the day,
all your snack wrappers all over the floor, your kindness towards one another, your sarcasm,
someone to laugh at our jokes, the high fives at the end of the day, your questions about space that we sometimes have no idea how to answer.
We definitely miss being called Mrs. Crandall. Just kidding! Your excitement towards the book madness challenge, your love for the whole group math problem solving,
your eagerness to get in the door in the morning. Overall, We just miss you guys being you. This place isn't the same without you.
We love you.
Take care of yourselves and be safe. Know that we are thinking of you.
Now, Mrs. Perino, Miss Mack, and I are off to another sectional with Mrs. Crandall. We'll talk to you all later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, grade four. It's Mrs. Wilcox. I miss saying good morning to you every day at the door. Always remember that you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Keep reading.
Salut les amis, it's Madame Killam. I miss you all. I miss your hugs and when you just pop in my classroom and say hello. I look forward to reading with everyone soon and being together again soon. In the meantime, I really hope that everyone takes the time to get outside. Outside is a great place for us right now. There's lots of snow. You can build a snow fort. You can make a snowman. You can write your name in the snow. You can go for walks with your family. Please take the time to be outside and enjoy God's nature. It's a beautiful gift that he's given us and that we can enjoy during this time. See you soon. Love to all of you.
Hi, École Good Shepherd School. It's Mademoiselle Kirkham here. Man, do I miss being at school and seeing your smiling faces. I've been working from home with my good friend Frank, the googly-eyed tennis ball. And although he's great company, it's just not the same. I've been praying for each of you and your families during this time. I hope you are all practicing self-care and taking time to dance every day. I hope you can all take this time to reconnect with your families, play some board games, sharpen up your Uno and Spotted skills, read lots, and thank God for something positive each and every day. A special shout out to the birthday kids I didn't get to celebrate with this week. You guys know who you are. Frank and I wish you all a very happy birthday. To everyone at École Good Shepherd School, I miss you all and I can't wait to see you again. Take care and God bless.
Hi, Mackie Max. I miss you all so much. I hope you are enjoying some extra time at home and not playing too many video games. Although I might use some time to learn how to play Fortnite so I can understand what you're all talking about on Monday mornings. I miss our morning conversations and story time, and I hope that you're finding ways at home to look for the joy and the simplicity of life. There's so much to be grateful for. Focus on the good, and I can't wait to see you all again soon. Sending hugs.
Salut mes amis, Madame Julien ici. Je voulais vous dire que je vous manque tellement chaque jour. I hope you're enjoying a lot of time with your family and that you're teaching them a thing or two in French. I am missing all your smiles looking back at me, reading with you, laughing with you, and learning with you. I love and miss you and can't wait to get to see you again. N'inquiétez-vous pas, mon lutin effrayant sera ici quand vous retournerez. À plus tard.
Hi, boys and girls. Mrs. Norrie and Mrs. Allison are here to say hi and hope your day is going great. Remember our good friend Pete the Cat? If something isn't going the way you would like it to, do you know what Pete would say? It's all good. What happened when Pete stepped in a puddle and his shoes got wet? Well, he kept walking along, singing his song, because even though his feet were wet, his shoes were clean and white again. Mrs. Norrie, what message do you have?
Well, hello, girls and boys. Girls and boys, be sure to be bucket fillers at your home. Filling buckets of all the people in your family will fill up your own bucket, too.
Remember,
we love you and we miss you.
Bye-bye!
Salut les amis! Un petit message de Madame Velders et de Madame Hughes. On espère que tu vas bien. On espère que tu continues à parler un peu en français à la maison, que tu vas dehors et que t'es pas trop tannant. On t'aime beaucoup, à bientôt!
This is a shout-out to our amazing École Good Shepherd School musical cast.
It's a hard-knock life without you here.
Maybe you're singing and dancing real far away, or maybe real nearby.
It may seem like your days are gray and lonely, but bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
We missed the wonderful cast of Annie so much and hope you are staying safe and you are singing your blues away.
We love you and we will see you soon.
We don't need sunshine now to turn our skies to blue. We don't need anything but you.
And remember, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Bonjour, première année. It's Madame Scott here with Madame Riley, Madame Kulin. We are missing you guys so much. I wanted to start with my new dance moves that I've been practicing all week. I was so excited to share them with you, but I just realized you can't even see me. Well, Madame Scott, Wembley, and Remy were all very, very excited to start sending videos again soon. Wembley was so sad when he found out that he wouldn't get to sing happy birthday to Caden and Keaton and Brielle. Shh, let's not wake him, though, or he'll want to share his beautiful voice with you. Vous êtes à la maison, mais tu me manques, Madame Scott.
Madame Riley here. Oh, mes amis, how I am missing you. I want you to know that even though I'm not there, we're going to keep learning and reading and having fun as a class. Remember to laver vos mains and stay safe, stay healthy, and help your mums and dads. I love you guys, and I can't wait to see you soon. Madame Kulin says, salut, I miss you so much. Keep reading, mes amis, and always do your best.
À la prochaine.
Hi, everyone. It's Mrs. Dickey. It is awfully lonely without your chatter, laughter, and fun in the school. I pray that you are all healthy and enjoying this bonus family time. I hope my little kinder friends are enjoying lots of books and creative time. Even though we are not at school, we are continuing to grow our brains at home. I actually have been growing my own brain by learning how to make videos and links for our online lessons. I look forward to chatting with you soon and praying that we can see each other too. Sending lots of smiles, loves, and hugs to all of you. Take care, my friends.
Bonjour, mes amis. This is Mademoiselle Rendell, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking of you all and I miss you guys so much. Who would have known how boring it would be without you all here? I hope you're enjoying some quality time with your family right now. But if you're feeling tired of staying home and you just want some space, remember there's always a way to escape. Through a good book, I hope you're taking lots of opportunities to read and write in your downtime right now. I hope you also know that I am praying for you and your families and I miss you all so, so much. Stay safe, mes amis, and I hope to see you again soon.
Salut les cinquième années de Mademoiselle Boudreau. Tu me manques tellement. This week, I am working closely with Madame Julian and Mademoiselle Rendell, putting together lots of fun activities for you to do at home. Planning can be hard work, so we made a deal to take a few body breaks throughout our day. During my body break, I've been busy trying to perfect my TikTok dance moves. I must say, I am getting pretty good at it. I really wish I could show you, however, since this is a podcast, you'll just have to take my word for it. Thinking of you guys lots. Take care.
Bonjour, de Monsieur Sprinkhusen. Man, do I miss you guys. I've been keeping you so much in my prayers lately, especially praying that all of us receive an extra dose of patience, because let's face it, it can be hard to have our routine turned on its head. But focusing on the positive, I guess I've been learning a lot lately, prepping all of these new lessons for you. Also had some more time to do some reading at home. Can't wait to hear what books you guys have picked up over the last couple weeks. I've been keeping busy, too, over the weekend, putting together a new crib for a little baby Sprinkhusen who's coming on the way soon. June's sure coming up fast. Just wanted to share with you that we need to keep positive in this time. We need to be patient with our families and those around us. Make sure we keep on taking care of each other. God bless.
Good morning, Good Shepherd. It is our third week of celebrating our birthdays remotely via the podcast. Celebrating birthdays on the weekend, we had Desmond, Jack, Kayla, Ewan, Harrison. And celebrating birthdays this week, we have Sloan, Elijah, Noah, Gavin, Gareth, Emily, Georgia, Dylan, Parker, Juliet, Callum, Brooklyn, Valentina, Amaya, Lucas, and Layla. We hope you all have fabulous birthdays. We're also sending birthday messages to you through email, so get your parents to check your email if you're in the younger grades. And for our older grades, we're sending it to your own email as well as your parents. So hopefully you guys are having great weeks, not just the birthday people, everyone, but we miss you, and we hope that everyone has a fabulous birthday week. Take care.
Well, that's our group of teachers and EAs for this episode. Remember, there is one more episode. So if you haven't heard your teacher yet, don't worry. I hope you're all doing well. And remember, this is a season that will soon pass. As a quote from L.R. Noss states, life is amazing, and then it is hard, and then it is amazing again. And in between the amazing and the hard, it is ordinary and routine. Breathe in the amazing, hold on through the hard stuff, and remember, we are a community and a family, and we will get through this together. Let's end with our end of the day blessing. We love you and miss you all so much.
Au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit, amen. Que le Seigneur te bénisse et qu'il te protège.
Que le Seigneur fasse briller son visage sur toi et qu'il t'accorde sa grâce.
Que le Seigneur veille sur toi et t'accorde la paix.
Au nom du Père et du Fils et du Saint-Esprit, amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.